consecrate my office, my energies, and all the wisdom I can summon to the cause of peace among nations.
Now those who seek absolute power, even though they seek it to do what they regard as good, are simply demanding the right to enforce their own version of heaven on earth.
I want to thank Secretary Powell for his careful and powerful presentation of the facts.
A pack of lies. A pack of lies.
The United States government has, one way or another, ordered, authorized, permitted, tolerated, torture.
We're making tremendous progress, but there is much more to do to win the war on terrorism and defeat terrorism.
I have a dream.
The fact is, we do need better international governance to help spread the benefits of globalization.
American world domination, or paramountcy. Historically, the U.S. sought security, not domination.
Nothing's perfect in life, so you have an election that's not quite perfect.
Now was the time to come forward and say who specifically was on that energy task force and lift any kind of shadow that's still there.
You know, we've been through this issue a number of times.
We need to make sure that the political, the economic, and the security infrastructure of that state is shaped and helped to come into being.
Weapons of mass destruction.
It's been a few days since President Bush said he'd catch Osama dead or alive. Let's check in with the Osama clock and see how long it's been. Oh, Osama clock, how long has it been?
1,479 days.
I know what I'm doing when it comes to winning this war.
Against such an enemy, there is only one effective response. We will never back down, never give in, and never accept anything less than complete victory.
Oh, Osama clock, how many days has it been since George Bush said he would catch Osama bin Laden, dead or alive?
1,479.
This war will require more sacrifice. Violence is always the solution.
How many days has it been?
Progress isn't easy. Defeating the militant network is difficult.
President Bush likened the current struggle against terrorists to the struggle decades past against communism, saying that we have to fight terrorism wherever it lies, and that it is in the critical interest of the nations of the world to join in that fight against terror. The president really kind of raised the stakes today, saying that the ultimate goal of the terrorists is to see the growth of a radical Islamic empire that stretches from Spain all the way to Indonesia. Now, there are probably a lot of global strategists who would say, well, that's not possible, but that is the scenario that the president is painting.
Al-Qaeda, meantime, and this, depending on your point of view and whether you believe it or not, may be good news, Al-Qaeda's in a cash crunch. This is according to a letter from Osama bin Laden's deputy. Pardon me, the Pentagon says it intercepted this letter from Ayman al-Zawahiri that was written to the Al-Qaeda leader in Iraq. That would be Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
Some observers also claim that America would be better off by cutting our losses and leaving Iraq now. It's a dangerous illusion, refuted with a simple question. Would the United States and other free nations be more safe or less safe with Zarqawi and bin Laden in control of Iraq, its people, and its resources?
Down on 42nd Street, a police commander orders 75 squad cars out on surprise patrols throughout the city. New, unconventional ways of doing business, ordered by Police Commissioner Ray Kelly.
I think we're doing things here, certainly, that we haven't done before, but I don't think any municipal police agency has ever done. And the reason we do it is we believe that we're at the top of the terrorist target list.
And Commissioner Kelly has hired a top 35-year CIA veteran to set up New York's own CIA, complete with officers overseas.
Now, Department of Homeland Security officials say the specifics were shared several days ago with state and local officials in New York. But administration officials say analysts ultimately concluded that the information was of doubtful credibility because of additional intelligence developed overseas.
Terror alert has been raised to eggshell white on the Cadillac.
I just got off the phone with the king of Badonkadonk 5 minutes ago. And you know what he said? He said, Badonkadonk is with you, America. Badonkadonk knows what time it is. Slippy Slappity Vanya. Slippity Slappity Vanya is coming too.
Terror alert has been raised. Diamond blue on Mercedes S500.
Studies show marijuana is the most commonly used drug in the U.S. About half of teenagers try it before they graduate from high school. Some senior FBI managers say the anti-drug policy hurts their recruiting efforts, preventing them from hiring applicants who already work in other government agencies, including the State Department and the Central Intelligence Agency.
And what would you, like, what kind of tools would you use? What was your method and what worked the best?
Well, I had three or four that worked the best. I mean, you've had your eyes dilated before?
Yeah.
Well, with simple masking tape or duct tape, you dilate the eyes and then you use halogen lamps, and a person is placed in a rigid position where they cannot move. Their eyes are open, and then halogen lamps, they're producing 40,000 watts. It's intense, and that breaks them down. High pressure water. I mean, you've heard the term drinking from a fire hose. I wouldn't do that. I generally would not extract what you wanted and usually would drown somebody quickly. But you can use high water pressure into one ear, and when that first eardrum is broken with, 1,500 pounds of water pressure going in, they will talk before that second eardrum is broken.
Mitch, I got to tell you, I appreciate your service. I don't know your circumstances at all. I have to assume that we are, because we wear the white hats, that we're not doing this at the drop of a hat.
Rains caused by Hurricane Stan have destroyed roads, homes, and entire communities. Yvonne Jimenez says the water in her house was up to her shoulders. Everything she owned was destroyed. She starts to cry as she says they need people to help them. Across Guatemala, rivers have exploded, collapsing bridges and highways. Mudslides are the biggest problem in the village of Panabaj, near the touristy Lake Atitlan. It's hard to find all the bodies in the thick mud. Some communities in the western highlands are completely cut off. Bad weather means helicopters can't get aid there. And the rain and fog is expected to last another 2 days.
Casualties are mounting from a powerful earthquake that struck portions of India and Pakistan early today. The worst-hit areas are in the part of Kashmir controlled by Pakistan. The quake set off landslides that buried houses and blocked roads in rural areas. It also flattened a 10-story apartment building in Islamabad, Pakistan's capital, some 60 miles from the quake center.
The High Court has accepted our claim that a civilian woken up in the middle of the night by armed soldiers can't consent to being used as a human shield, and we welcome that. However, the true test of the ruling will be its implementation. We expect the IDF to translate the High Court ruling into clear orders and convey them to the soldiers in the field clearly in their military briefings to make sure they're aware that it is absolutely forbidden to use civilians as human shields or to make them perform military tasks.
What is clear is that there have been new explosive devices used, not just against British troops, but elsewhere in Iraq. The particular nature of those devices lead us either to Iranian elements or to Hezbollah, because they're similar to the devices used by Hezbollah that is funded and supported by Iran. However, we cannot be sure of this at the present time.
He was known as God's banker, with ties to both the Vatican and also, allegedly, the Italian mafia. 23 years after Roberto Calvi was found hanging from London's Blackfriars Bridge, his murder trial has begun in Rome. It is being held inside the maximum security Rabibbia prison compound. Flavio Carboni, a Sardinian financier, was the only one of five accused present Thursday. Defendants are not required under Italian law to attend their own trials. Rome prosecutors reopened the case in 2002 after ruling out suicide. Roberto Calvi was chairman of Banca Ambrosiano from 1971, a bank with close ties to the Vatican. 10 years later, he was convicted of corruption and released on bail pending appeal. The bank collapsed shortly afterwards. Investigators believe he had been laundering money on behalf of the mafia. He skipped bail on the 11th of June 1982, leaving for London. 1 week later, his body was found.
Given that unstable legal climate, it is certain that some self-possessed judge somewhere will soon rule that three men or three women can marry, or five men and two women, or four and four. Who'll be able to deny them that right? The guarantee is implied, we will be told, by the Constitution. Those who disagree will continue to be seen as hate mongers and bigots. Indeed, those charges are already being leveled against Christians who espouse biblical values. How about group marriage? Or marriage between daddies and little girls? How about marriage between a man and his donkey? Anything allegedly linked to civil rights will be doable.
While Graham did indicate God's plan is to cleanse New Orleans, he did not go so far as to say God was punishing the city.
Pollen, dust, dander, and now smog and ozone too.
You know, we don't have a lot of drama around here on Capitol Hill on Friday afternoon because normally, the members of the House of Representatives are on their way to their home districts, but today was different. The leadership put a controversial bill on the floor that would have increased the number of refineries in the country, but a lot of people also said it could hurt the environment. Sparks flew. This was a vote that was supposed to last about 5 minutes. It ended up lasting about 40 minutes. In fact, a great deal of arm twisting and trying to get people to vote for the bill, particularly on the Republican side. Democrats screaming that Republicans were being unfair. When it was over, Republicans did prevail by a very narrow margin, 212 to 210. And then Democrats, as you said, sparked a demonstration on the floor of the House of Representatives.
Does the gentlelady have a parliamentary inquiry?
The wishes of the American people.
Does the gentlelady have a parliamentary
inquiry? I have a parlamentary inquiry. When are you going to honor the
House should be in order. This is the vote on the motion of the gentleman from New Jersey, Mr. Smith, to suspend the rules and agrees to House concurrent resolution 248 as amended, on which the yeas and nays are ordered. The clerk will report the concurrent resolution.
Seattle is testing a rubber sidewalk in one neighborhood. Yes, a rubber sidewalk. The city arborist says rubber could be more economical than concrete in the long term. The rubber sidewalk doesn't crack, it bends for tree roots, and it could save trees. Rubber sidewalks are being tried in 80 cities in 8 states.
The once glitzy casino barges in Biloxi now look like ruined container ships. They've been stripped to their bare metal frames by wind and surf and hurled up onto houses and city streets. But most of these casinos were well insured, and they're ready to rebuild. That's not the case for most of the residents who live in the neighborhood back behind them.
Be concerned about your people that helped supported this town when you didn't have a casino.
Before Katrina hit, the real estate market had been heating up here, with condo projects pushing out some longtime residents. City Councilman Bill Stallworth says he's worried that the destruction of the storm could speed up that process exponentially.
What it did was clear large sections of land.
Stallworth's concerned that real estate speculators could rush longtime residents here into selling too quickly and too cheap. He says the casinos moving on shore will drive up demand for land. The casino floors themselves have to be within 800 feet of the shoreline, but hotels and parking lots could be built further inland. And even before the storm, developers were looking to get permits for some 3,000 new condo units. And now, out-of-state investors are posting signs in front of ruined homes that say, quote, "We buy houses, fast cash, quick close."
Well, this city has had a problem ever since Hurricane Katrina hit, and that problem being they are running out of money. So Mayor Nagin just came out and announced his idea, a novel idea for how he wants to generate and bring in more revenue into the city. His idea is to create a casino and a gambling zone right in the heart of downtown New Orleans. He said that hotels, any hotels in this area that have 500 rooms or more could participate in this program. They would be able to convert and change over into a casino hotel. And he's talking about not just having slot machines, but having substantial casinos, almost like a mini Las Vegas. Contractors are shipping in out-of-state workers willing to work for half of the going rate and no benefits. The White House suspended the Davis-Bacon Act that allows rebuilding companies to pay less than the prevailing wage. Tiger Hammond says 60 electricians from areas hardest hit by Katrina were hired to make repairs at the Naval Air Station in Belle Chasse, a 20-month project. But after only 4 weeks on the job, they were told their services were no longer needed.
My God, this is not only a shame, it's a sin. It's a crime.
What I know from the documents that we obtained was that there was a conference call made involving Georgia oil industry and retail lobbyists, the governor's chief of staff, and other staffers for the state. And they discussed various options about what to do at that time. Hurricane Rita was bearing down on the Texas coast, and there was quite a fear that the state would run out of diesel fuel and fuel in general, I think, at the time. And in the transcript of what occurred in those conversations, the lobbyist said that South Georgia farmers needed fuel. It was harvest time. And they suggested that the state take snow days or school days off to save 225,000 gallons of diesel fuel a day.
And that quantity of savings, that fact is important here, because when Governor Perdue then, a couple of hours later, issued his request to the school boards, he actually cited that number.
Right. And beyond that, the lobbyists went on to say that they felt that saving the fuel for farmers should take precedence over the schools.
Yellow cake, probably fake. Retaliate, call Mr. Hate. She's a spy, investigate. Won't testify, incarcerate. Months go by, she stays the course. Libby says, reveal the source. Miller Fried spills the beans, goes for dinner, rotten queens. JFK, blown away, it's the end of the world, Bogue.
Thank you, Rob.
Tequila!
Well, the Commerce Department runs the National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration, which in turn runs the National Weather Service, and basically said that any journalists that are spoken to by people at the National Weather Service on anything ranging from, I guess, hurricanes to snowstorms, these journalists have to be pre-approved by the Commerce Department. So now we see the Bush administration obviously trying to spin the weather, politicize the weather, and this may have something to do with global warming. Maybe they don't want people at the Weather Service to tell the truth anymore about the fact we're up to the letter T now for the first time in memory.
Free claims Clinton refused to ask the Saudi crown prince to let the FBI question suspects in Saudi custody and instead hit him up for a donation for the Clinton Library. We contacted Clinton's current spokesman, who told us, quote, Freak was not even in the meetings he describes and thus is totally wrong with his baseless allegations. President Clinton repeatedly pressed the Saudis for cooperation on the Khobar Towers investigation, which led to the eventual indictments. And Clinton's spokesman adds this about the book. This is a total work of fiction written by a man who is desperate to sell books, and it's unfortunate that he would stoop to this level in his attempt to rewrite history and clear his name.
Romanian police set up roadblocks as villages are quarantined in the wake of the country's bird flu outbreak. Residents in 7 villages across the Danube Delta have been banned from adjoining towns. Visitors from outside have found themselves trapped.
The Washington Monument closed for 2 hours after police received a bomb threat that turned out to be a hoax. Police in Philadelphia closed a major subway station after they stopped a man with a suspicious backpack. It turned out to be a false alarm. In San Francisco, police stepped up patrols there on the city's mass transit system and increased the number of random security checks.
First there was the Pope-mobile, now there's the Monk-mobile. Here in Thailand, this motorcycle sidecar was designed to keep monks safe from Muslim insurgents. It's bulletproof and comes in orange, the colour used by Buddhist monks, and is armed with a semi-automatic rifle. It's been produced at the same time as a special bulletproof vest for monks seen here being tested by police. Monks have become some of the soft targets for Muslim extremists and have had soldiers accompanying them as they collect arms. One industrialist decided to tackle the problem.
I just wanted to make some equipment to save the monks' lives. We can see that although the soldiers are escorting them, they were still being attacked. Both soldiers and monks have been wounded.
Now monks will be able to use bright orange body armour with 2mm thick stainless steel protective plates, which can protect the wearer from gun bullets as well as shrapnel. Penny Tweedy, Reuters.